Do you remember the wallpaper in your childhood bedroom or in a grandparent's dining room?
Can you picture the exact color and pattern, or can you remember the texture of running your hand over it?
Would seeing that wallpaper again bring back a flood of memories?
Now, some people might think of wallpaper as vintage and nostalgic, but a Milwaukee designer says it's at the forefront of a cozy cottagecore aesthetics. Think of stylish spaces with layers of patterns and garden-fresh colors. Wallpaper complements the cottagecore style.
For Elizabeth Reese, wallpaper is an art form that turns walls into stories. Reese is a third-generation printer from Milwaukee and the founder of Chasing Paper. It's a wallpaper and decor company that does all of its printing in Wisconsin. Her new book is called Wallflowers, a love letter to wallpaper. Elizabeth, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your family has been in the printing business in Milwaukee for generations, making billboards. How did you get bit by the wallpaper bug?
Well, I was living and working in New York City. It was 2011, 2012, and I was helping my dad with doing some marketing and some writing for the website. I was a journalism major, so writing and storytelling has always sort of been second nature to me. And as I was sort of like learning and helping him write just about the different equipment that they had, I sort of started getting ideas about what else this equipment might be able to produce or other kinds of products. And at the time in New York, it was the boom of e-commerce. It was the boom of direct-to-consumer. There were so many incredible companies coming out that were sort of cutting out the middleman and speaking directly to the consumers, which at the time, it's hard to believe now, but was pretty kind of revolutionary and something that really hadn't been done. So the timing was very much right to create a website and build something that was speaking directly to consumers. And we started with a peel-and-stick fabric. And it was something that really spoke to me as a renter in New York City. And we were just sort of off to the races right away. I built a website and just kind of got it out into the world. And that was 13 years ago. So it's been a really wild, beautiful ride.
Peel and stick. I mean, there feels to be a permanency with wallpaper, and especially with for people who rent, you know, trying to change up their walls. Wallpaper is a really big commitment. How has this technology evolved?
Yeah, you know, it's a great question. And honestly, that's how I felt too. I mean, I was renting in New York City and I felt like I can't have wallpaper, but any restaurant or bar or cool hotel I would go into all had wallpaper. So I was seeing that trend coming back from just sort of a design perspective. But moreover, it was that everyone I knew rented. But at the time, there was only sort of like contact paper adjacent products. Yeah. So it looked really shiny. The design was not great. It looked kind of cheesy. And so I very much saw a hole in the market to one, improve the quality and texture of sort of what was in the market. Two, how we were selling it. Traditionally, wallpaper is sold in rolls, which is hard for people to sort of understand if you've never had any, you know, like if you've never installed or measured for wallpaper, that can be intimidating to people. So we actually sell in panels versus rolls, which was, we were sort of one of the first people to do that. And the third was we created designs that we felt didn't look removable. They looked like you'd want to have it in your, you know, classic, cool, fun, nostalgic prints that, you know, we felt it was what I wanted. It was what I was seeing when I was going out in bars and restaurants and different places. And I wanted it in my apartment too. But of course, I still wanted to get my security deposit back. So, you know, finding something that would work.
What inspired you to move back to Milwaukee and run the company from here in Wisconsin?
I had been in New York for nearly a decade. And New York was such a great place to start the business and run the business and, you know, get its legs. But we had hit a revenue inflection point where I knew that we were going to have to sort of make some investments, bigger space, more people. And to do it in New York would have been extremely expensive. And for me, being Midwestern, running a profitable company has always been the way that I feel comfortable running a company. And so that was also sort of a North Star, that I didn't want to go into like a crazy amount of debt just to sort of keep the lights on. At the time, my brother was living out west. He was living out in Colorado. He had always been sort of my sounding board, and you know, I'd fly him to New York to help me do trade shows. And you know, he was always kind of the person helping this little dream along. And he was sort of at a point too where he felt like a move back to Milwaukee was kind of in his future. And I said, let's both move back. You know, we're really going to take this on. I mean, it was already a business before, but we knew that this kind of like next chapter would be one that I would want someone, a partner, to take it on with me. Yeah. And two, one that we were both really committed to coming back. And we were both just so excited by the idea of bringing more creative jobs to Milwaukee. Obviously, I'm a creative person, and growing up here, I didn't have tons of examples of that. And that was also something that really motivated me. You know, obviously, Wisconsin is a manufacturing state and healthcare and IT and all of those kinds of industries. But it was exciting that we could bring a business back that had sort of a creative force behind it.
So, Elizabeth, you and your brother grew up on Kent Street, and now Kent yeah. Street is the name of a wallpaper in your heritage collection, and it's on the walls of your own home. How is yes. that wallpaper reflective of your Wisconsin roots?
Yes, our whole heritage collection was a nod to, you know, just sort of the traditional values that my brother and I definitely had growing up here, but with that sort of modern touch, with a sort of a looking at what's next and what's ahead. And Kent Street continues to be an incredible seller for us. It's definitely like a top 10 print, which just thrills me because it's probably one of the prints that I feel like the closest to, and that was just really created out of my own head and mind in partnership with an artist. And it's just been so fun to see it in people's homes, and they're creating their own memories and their own prints imprints on those patterns, which is also just something that I hope never gets old to me. I mean, it's when people meet me and they say, oh my God, I have your wallpaper in my house. I mean, there is nothing more thrilling to me than that. So it's just such an honor to be welcomed into people's homes.
You say wallpaper is a keeper of memories. How is that? Can you describe that more?
Yes. Well, it's something I've always felt inside, but of course I run a wallpaper company, so I'm thinking about wallpaper all the time. But really, when I was in conversation for the book with, we had 8 different design firms, 9 different people that we spoke to, it was incredible to hear the through lines of their own design stories. And one of the first questions I asked in each of the interviews was like, tell me about little you. Like, who were you growing up? Tell me about where you grew up and what kinds of things you were surrounded by. And so many, and we have pictures in the book from all the designers from when they were young, and you can see this through line of the things that were imprinted in their childhoods, in the early parts of their life, and sort of how that manifests now in their own designs, in their own collaborations, in the patterns that they create. And I think pattern specifically is so unbelievably nostalgic. I mean, I can't tell you how many times at a cocktail party or just being out in the world when I tell people I own a wallpaper company, they have like a wallpaper story. They can remember the wallpaper at their grandmother's house or at their favorite restaurant or, you know, at this one place they went one time, but it's stuck with them because it is just, it imprints into our brain in such a special way. Which is why it's the greatest honor when people bring our wallpaper into their homes, because I know one day they might be on a first date and talking about the wallpaper in their bedroom growing up, or they might see something and it might remind them of a loved one. And so, you know, that's really at the heart of everything we do.
We're talking with Elizabeth Reese, founder of Chasing Paper. It's a wallpaper printing company based in Milwaukee. Her new book is called Wallflowers, A Love Letter to Wallpaper. Elizabeth, sometimes the first thing a new homeowner does is strip the walls and do that labor-intensive work of getting all the old wallpaper and all the old glue off so they can start with a clean, fresh palette. How does that make you feel?
You know, I get it. When I bought our first home, I did the scraping of the old wallpaper too. You know, I think there is a real want now, and I'm so glad about it, is that people want to really make their homes their own. I think we, you know, in the 80s and 90s and somewhat into the 2000s, people really went for sort of this like minimal, clean, you know, very subdued color palettes. And now this warmer maximalism is really back. And it's, how can you make your home a total reflection of your personality and your experiences? And wallpaper has also come a really long way. So sometimes when people tell me those like PTSD stories of, you know, oh my God, I scraped for a week and until my hands bled and all these things. I mean, that is an old version of wallpaper. Any good wallpaper today is much easier to remove, even if it is a traditional, you're using a traditional paste. The pastes have come a long way. The papers have come a long way. So I think overall, it's just not as scary or as daunting, or it shouldn't be.
Someone who's seen a long journey with wallpaper is your grandma Lala. What did she teach you about design? What did she pass down?
I mean, she is truly the chicest woman to ever that I know for certain. I think the thing about good design and how she just sort of lives is that she really knows what she likes. And I think her house has always been a reflection of that. It didn't necessarily go with the trends or the times. It's what she really liked, and she would go for it. You know, her rooms, there is so many details in every single room, so many treasures. And what's incredible, at 98 years old, she can still tell you the stories of most of those little tiny trinkets and treasures, which blows my mind.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, she's truly a when I was interviewing her for the book, she knew where things were from, what designer designed that fabric. I mean, it was incredible. But, you know, I think the biggest thing she taught me was to really have your own point of view and to stick with it. And you know, she was always buying us things for Christmas that we were like, is this cool? And then like 2 years later, every girl would have like the bag or the pants or the jacket or something. She was so ahead of her time. And so, yeah, I think it's just the commitment to what you like and the commitment to having a home that is very much layered and storied, you know, is the biggest thing I think about now, you know, as I slowly and that, you know, beautiful homes take time. It's you don't move in and everything's just how you want it the next day. Storied homes and layered homes, just it takes time. It takes experiences. And you know, she always would buy things going on vacations or when she would go places, she would always bring home a little thing for her home. And that's something that I have certainly also taken on now as, you know, being an adult with kids of my own, something that we do when we go on trips.
I want to reflect on scenery for a moment and surroundings because, you know, like some Wisconsinites do live near a lake or near water, mm-hmm. or some look out to like vast farm fields, soybean fields in rural areas, mm-hmm. or maybe very urban, like a tree-lined street in the middle of Milwaukee. Could the setting of where we live influence wallpaper choices?
Oh, I absolutely believe that. I think we are always seeking, you know, sort of sometimes we're seeking the things that we don't have. You know, when as a New Yorker for almost 10 years, I wanted my apartment to feel extremely serene. So when I came in off the street, when I came in, you know, off of a long day, that it felt very calm and serene. And I think that it's such a natural thing. And I think when, you know, we're out at the lake, I still want that outside to come in. So it's a lot of greens and blues from the lake and yellows because it's, you know, golden hour there is unlike anything I've probably ever experienced. So I think that it absolutely plays a part. I think it's just kind of like, are you wanting the yin and the yang, or are you wanting sort of like more of what you already have?
And it's such a personal decision. When do you know that a wallpaper choice has worked, that it does it?
You know, I think that's a great question. I honestly, when people always are like, well, what should I do in this, you know, space? I said, first, let's just, you have to get some like gut reactions. I mean, a lot of times things that are that, especially like a pattern, are very visceral. You have I love that. I immediately gravitate towards that. Or, oh, like that, you know, that hurts my eyes, or it or it reminds me of something that I don't like or that, you know. So I think it's about thinking about how you want to feel in that space and how you sort of envision yourself in that space. You know, if it's a bedroom, you might want that to feel different than your home office, or a children's playroom might feel different than your kitchen. So I think it's about sort of how you want to feel in the space and then selecting patterns that sort of give you that same feeling. And then also kind of testing and trying. I mean, you know, we always encourage our customers to get a bunch of samples, put them up on the wall, live with it for a little bit, see what you kind of keep coming back to, see what you gravitate towards, see what your family gravitate towards, have friends over, see what they gravitate towards. You know, it doesn't need to be an impulse buy. And in fact, I don't think it should be. I think it should be intentional and thoughtful.
Elizabeth, thank you for joining us.
Oh my gosh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That is Elizabeth Reese, founder of Chasing Paper. It's a wallpaper printing company in Milwaukee. We've been talking about her lifelong passion for wallpaper and her new book, Wallflowers, A Love Letter to Wallpaper. You can share about your wallpaper memories, sentimental spaces with wallpaper. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. That's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.